With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Try to make a judgment on Cleveland Road Baptist Church in Athens, Georgia from its exterior. Look at its brick facade from 30 plus years ago in a tall, classic steeple. In many ways, it's what you would think. The church has a little more than 80 members, pews adorn the sanctuary, and Pastor Parker Moore preaches in a shirt and tie. But it sticks out that around 3/4 of the people are college students. The young people are leading the way, and they're loving it. We prioritize meaningful church membership, Pastor Moore said. That means they take attendance seriously. They take spiritual growth and care for one another seriously. The spiritual growth has been consuming. Last year, Cleveland Road baptized 12 people, and 11 are signed up for this year. 7 of those have walked forward over the last 3 Sundays. President Biden's $5.8 trillion proposed budget for the next fiscal year contains elements of deep concern, according to the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. The ERLC expressed its consternation at the White House budget's proposal to eliminate long-established pro-life protections. It marked the 2nd consecutive year Biden has excluded the Hyde Amendment and other prohibitions on federal funding of abortion. It also is concerned that the commission cited the proposed budget's embrace of sexual orientation and gender identity as categories to be protected under federal law. The president's budget, which was released March 28th, is a request and not a binding document. Congress will consider it as the Senate and House go through the appropriations process through fiscal year 2023.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Donors are providing food, shelter, and transportation, along with clothing, medical supplies, trauma care, and other essentials for more than 416,000 people displaced by the war through Send Relief. Compassion ministry efforts began before the Russian invasion into Ukraine, and they will continue because of the faithfulness of Southern Baptist. Gifts given to Ukraine refugee ministries through Send Relief and the IMB now stand at more than $5.5 million. In addition to assisting refugees who've left Ukraine, Send Relief funds are helping internally displaced Ukrainians. Thousands of Ukrainian Christians remain in the country and are ministering to their countrymen. You can find more stories at baptistpress.com. I'm Brandon Porter.